This podcast, hosted by Terry Cowley, profiles participants in the current Fairly Leadership Program, Goulburn Murray Community Leadership's flagship program, which provides an opportunity for people to develop leadership skills across the Goulburn Murray region, to explore the main issues facing the region, and to assist in bringing about positive change.
Now, it is the time of the week when we do our Fairly Leadership series, and it's my pleasure to welcome to the mic this week Katrina Rogash. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning, Terry. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for your time this morning. And you are obviously taking part in the 2022 Fairly Leadership Program. But I was really pleased to read that you immigrated to Shepparton in 2004 after being born in Scotland. So I was very excited to think that we might have a beautiful Scottish accent on the radio this morning.
Thank you. Yes. I hope I've still got mine.
They're not so easy to shrug off, are they? Especially one as distinctive as yours. So did you immigrate to Shepparton straight from Scotland?
Yes. So I was 12 and I came out with my parents and siblings. And my dad is a nurse. And so he got sponsored by GB Health in Shepparton. And so we moved straight to Shepparton and, yeah, haven't looked back since.
Wow, that would have been a big change. So you came here when you were 12 and you still got that beautiful accent. Wow.
Yes, try to hold on to it.
I guess Shepparton is almost more your home than Scotland by now.
Yes, definitely. I've lived here longer than I've lived in Scotland, so definitely here is home.
But you're living in Benalla now and working as a speech pathologist. Tell us about that work.
Yes. So, I live in Benalla with my husband, and I travel to Shepparton and work at Goulburn Valley Health. I am a speech pathologist that works in the hospital, so I work with adult clients, often after events such as strokes or patients who have progressive illnesses such as Parkinson's. And so my job is to help people obviously learn how to communicate effectively again, but also help people with their swallowing, because these types of illnesses can really change people's ability to swallow safely. So I also help them their swallow get better again. So my job is a little bit more varied than I think the community generally understands around speech pathology. But yeah, I really love my work and helping people get back home and participating in everything they were doing before they came to hospital. It's a really rewarding job. I love it.
That's really improving people's quality of life, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. And it's working a team. You know, I work with doctors, nurses, other allied health professionals, and we all work together to achieve the goals that the patient, the person, wants to achieve to get home and really improve their quality of life and their well-being.
So I understand a passion of yours is really, you know, trying to ensure that all people have equal access to that high-quality healthcare.
Yes, definitely. I studied regionally in Albury, and obviously lived only regionally. And I think there's this misunderstanding around metropolitan healthcare, and I actually think that regional hospitals have so many advantages as opposed to metropolitan hospitals. You know, we know our patients, you know, we might be related or know people socially, so we've got a sort of really deep connection to our patients. And then I think, you know, we have the a little bit more time to spend with them and trying to really achieve their goals and get them well again. So, yeah, I want everyone in the regional setting to have equal access to some really good high-quality care.
And you also feel strongly about that in relation to education as well.
Yes. So, obviously, as a speech pathologist, if I was working with children, you know, we should have access to good quality education, not something that you need to go privately or to a metropolitan school to achieve. So yeah, teaching, helping, I really want to be more involved in literacy and better literacy development for children so that they're receiving that high quality care here.
So what made you want to do the Fairly Leadership Program, Katrina?
Well, I had many motivations for doing it. Firstly, I achieved a leadership role at GB Health, and so I had and I'm more established in my profession now. I've been working for many years, so I feel I have the time to dedicate it to the program. And it is a very intensive program. I knew it would require a lot of energy. Secondly, I'm committed to staying in the area. Obviously, I've now settled in Benalla, and you know, I want to contribute in a way that makes my community better for myself, my family, my friends, and you know, future family. So that was another motivation. And then thirdly, well, I've been very lucky. I know many people who have done Fairly Leadership Program in the past. And I mean, it's just been overwhelming, the positivity around the benefits to the program. And I knew that it would provide me with really strong social and professional networks and really grow my confidence as an individual and understanding my strengths and weaknesses as a leader.
Tell me about some of the things that you've covered so far that have really resonated.
Gosh, it's been amazing. Every program day I've learned something completely different. Some parts I've had maybe a deeper understanding than others. So, you know, for example, I had very little knowledge about our land and water day, so agriculture and irrigation. And I really didn't understand it as a national or at a grassroots level. And then obviously health and well-being, something I'm more familiar with, but got an opportunity to develop a deeper understanding around our healthcare system and barriers that we're currently facing. But every program day is just offered something different. And I mean, professionally, just meeting so many amazing, influential people within those communities, it's been really eye-opening.
Where do you see it taking you in your own community?
Well, I think from speaking on my sort of a professional level, I think getting into more of the education space in Benalla and maybe doing some more health literacy access in Benalla. I think, you know, we're really struggling in Benalla for accessing, specialists or, you know, healthcare providers. And so I think I'm going to try and look at trying to build some of those gaps. And then also something that I didn't really expect, I've been really, really, a big barrier that we're facing is affordable housing and housing in general. So I'm currently working with the Lighthouse Project as a couple other organisations in Shepparton around trying to improve the awareness, an awareness campaign around affordable housing. And I think that's something I could translate back to Benalla and also see if we can help improve this access for housing.
I believe you're also very keen on boosting youth involvement in the community.
Yes. I think Benalla has been a bit known as a bit of a retirement town. It has got a large youth population, but I think I really want to sort of, I've got so many passions. This program has really just highlighted there are so many different ways you could take my leadership in my community, but I really want to get youth involved and participating and making change for themselves. I've been really lucky to work with Steph Brack, who I know you've had on the show before, and she's in youth development in Benalla as well. And just trying to taking it to a grassroots level and having the youth tell us what they want and how we can make living in Benalla a better place for them.
Now, I think it is perhaps later this month or coming up soon anyway that the Fairly Leadership Program is going to open for applications for next year. What would you say to anyone listening who might be thinking about taking part?
Well, I would say don't think about it, just do it. I think it's an absolutely amazing experience. I think it will just get you to have a better understanding of who you are, who your community is, and an ability to give back in a really meaningful way and just build absolutely amazing connections with people, people that you may have never met before if you hadn't done the program, and that you can develop lifelong connections with and use in the future to help your community. So, yeah, I would say go for it. And just take it slow would be the other thing. You know, you don't need to rush through the program. Take every day as it comes. Really just reflect on your experience in the program. And I would say it's obviously extremely time dedicating. So be prepared for, there's lots of pre-readings and the days are really heavy in content, and it's a great experience, but a lot of knowledge. So just take time to absorb it all and appreciate what we have in our community too.
Sounds like great advice, Katrina. Thank you so much for your time this morning, and all the best with the rest
of
the program.
Thanks.
That was Katrina Rogash, a member of the Fairly Leadership Program for 2022.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rocks, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212111. That's 58212111.
1FM sponsor.
Segway Power Sports ATVs, UTVs and SSVs are now available at Shepparton Motorcycles and Power Equipment. The Snarler ATV bike is capable of carrying heavy loads and is a powerful and technologically advanced four-wheeler. The Fugelman UT10 petrol UTV is one tough machine, designed to lighten your workload and make those trips around the paddock a blast. And fear no place with the Villain SX10, combining extreme performance with modern aerodynamic design. Segway Power Sports is here. Contact Brendan at Shepparton Motorcycles, Purcell Street, or Paul at Shepparton Motorcycles and Power Equipment, Benalla Road, or visit our website, shepparton.mpe.com.au. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
Tax time is fast approaching, and now is the time to talk to your tax and accounting specialist to ensure that you are in the best position you can be heading into the end of financial year. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that your savings are being maximised? Call SDP Tax to find out today. SDP Tax are so confident in their ability to save you money, they offer a maximum savings guarantee. That's right, SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest tax savings possible. Don't delay, call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 346 829. That's 1300 346 829.
1FM sponsor.
Have you ever wanted to hang your TV? Would you like to look at the TV on the wall and have that picture frame look? Or are you worried the kids might tip over the TV and hurt themselves? Then hang your TV. That's right, hang your TV. Jason's TV are TV wall mounting specialists, and we can hang your TV. We can even supply quality TV mounts and hide all the cables. So if you want to hang your TV, then Jason's TV are waiting to take your call, because we hang TVs. 0403 688 666.
Station sponsor.
This has been a podcast hosted by Terry Cowley on 1FM 98.5 Shepparton. For more information about the Fairly Leadership Program, go to fairlyleadership.com.au.